Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome or welcome back to the Mean Heat podcast with your host, Araya Sunshine. In today's video, I will be talking about how I graduated high school at 16 years old and then started college at 16 years old. If you think, oh, girl, you lying. I don't think y'all are thinking that. But here's my diploma from Monterey High School in Lubbock, Texas, in the panhandle. Does this have personal information? Nope, it just has my full name, which I committed no crimes. Since I've been saved. So, Araya Sunshine Fitch, May 28th, 2020. I can't even see. Oh, May 28th, 2022. So if you do the math, I'm 18 now. And I finished my sophomore year of college, so I'm going into my junior year of college. On my third college. So I'm not saying that you have to be like me. I'll start off by saying I am going to my third and final college. I did start very young. So just the first thing I'll tell you right now, you're going to make mistakes in college if you do decide to graduate early, or if maybe like you're homeschooled or something like that, because I know that can happen. Or if you just have, you were like younger in your class, that was also me as well. And so know that you will make mistakes. Do not think you can get around it. You can watch all the advice in the world about graduating early, going to college early, but you will make mistakes, and that is okay. And that's, I actually would want you to make mistakes so that you can learn them while you're younger. Please, 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 please. I also want to say the most important thing above what I just said, you must have a relationship with Christ. Not because you're like, oh, I want to graduate early and, you know, he'll give me things. No, ma'am, no, sir. You must have a relationship with Christ to keep you grounded and sane. There were a lot of times I lost my mind, even with my relationship with Christ throughout my collegiate years. But Christ is a firm foundation. He is not shaky. If you live where the earthquakes are or tornadoes or whatever, he's not like that weather. That's up and down. He's constant. He's still. He's steady. And a lot of us, we don't even come from backgrounds that are constant and still and steady and stable. We need Christ. It doesn't matter if you came from the projects or if you came from the suburbs. We need Christ because we were all a broken people. Especially if you live in like an impoverished neighborhood. I could probably go outside right now, just stand outside, just kind of people watch for a couple of minutes. You will see the brokenness in the world. You'll see it. You will see it. And if you're like, well, my neighborhood's not like that bad or anything, like I don't have homeless people out or crackheads or drug dealers, whatever, go somewhere else in the city and you will see that there's brokenness everywhere evident. And if you're like, nope, look in the mirror, because there is brokenness there, I promise you. If you're like, you're going too deep, that's the point. You're supposed to be deep with Christ. But okay, so let's start off with this. I was born on August 30th, 2005. And so my intended graduation year was 2023. So it was the plan that I was going to graduate high school at 18 years old, start college. I was going to graduate high school at 17 years old and start college at 17 years old and like have like a week or two before college starts, or maybe even a month depending on where you are. School for me has always started in August. Elementary, middle school, high school, and now my collegiate years, it's always started in August. I live in Texas, but everyone's different though. But that was how it's initially going to be. So even if I didn't graduate early, I still was going to be graduating high school at 17, entering college at 17 technically, even though my birthday was going to be kind of close. But I decided to graduate early. I've talked about my testimony before. I will share it again in this video. I was going to say ever so briefly, but is anything ever brief with me? No. I do not come from your typical family. I am the oldest of five siblings. Most of us have different fathers. And one of us did, like, I don't share a mother with one of my siblings, but I do share a dad with her. Just to give you some background, I'm 18. I have fraternal twin siblings, a boy and a girl, who are 16. I have a 9-year-old brother, and then I have 2 3-year-old sisters, but my 3-year-old sisters are not twins. And so I have an interesting background. I've always been used to moving around to different parts of Lubbock, Texas, where I was raised, even though I wasn't born there. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. I love Virginia, but I was raised in Lubbock, Texas. I've lived all over the east side of Lubbock, south side of Lubbock, all those things, because we were always evicted. Or we would just have to live with family members, which was hard because on our side, me and my siblings never really had our own rooms. It never really felt like we had like space to do anything besides living with our aunt when we were like really, really young, which shout out to her for that. But also, it's hard also for our family members because they have to take us in and provide for us and do all those things. And so that was the gist of my childhood. On top of this, I talked about a lot of other hard things, like the fact that I was molested when I was younger. The first time I smoked a blunt, well, the first time I smoked anything, I was 11. I started drinking when I was like 12. I was started being groomed sexually by the time I was 8 and been harassed sexually since then, unfortunately, just by different people. There's a lot in my childhood. I don't have a good relationship with my father. I have not had a good and steady relationship with my father since I was like in elementary. And even then, I wouldn't even say it was good. I would just say it was what it was. That's really the only thing I can say. Also, over the years, domestic violence and things like that have been introduced to my family in various forms of abuse, like verbal, emotional, just all of that stuff. And so I don't come from a peaches and cream type of background, which you will hear at times whenever you look up stories on YouTube about being emancipated specifically, which I'll talk about that a little bit next. But I don't come from that type of background. And so for me, my escape was not home. My escape was not a room that I came home to. And especially because for the most part, like our house would always be infested with different bugs and animals and stuff. And so it was not a safe place for me. My safe place that I ended up finding after years and years of rejecting God was the Bible. And then my actual place was school for a long time. But then as I gave my life to Christ, I started to become very lonely. I would eat lunch in the bathroom stalls. I would ask my mom to come to school so that I could just talk to her for at least like 20 minutes on my lunch break, which I wasn't even supposed to do because we were a closed campus at my high school, but I would still do it because I was so depressed. I was so lonely. I was going through so many suicidal thoughts, just so much was happening. And I wanted to escape from school. The place that was once my happiest was terrible for me. High school in the latter years was just crazy. I felt like a lot of guys didn't really like me, and if they did like me, we never got past a talking stage. And that just to me was so like, I was like, I can't keep doing this. I just knew, I was like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I don't even know how I'm gonna make it to senior year. A testimony in and of itself is just me even being here right now, because I firmly believed at 12 years old that I would not even make it to see 18 because of how depressed I was and just how my lifestyle was and all of that. And so I knew that I needed to leave high school as soon as possible and leave for college so that I could move away. So I did have the option of becoming emancipated, but I just did not feel like I was prepared because I didn't even end up getting my license until like 2 or so months ago, because keep in mind I'm 18. I was just scared to do a lot of things. I knew I wanted to graduate high school early, but the further things like getting emancipated, even though it would have been wise for me to, because there was just a lot of stuff happening in my family and still is, I did not. So I do encourage you, if you're thinking about being emancipated, which is meaning like you become your own parent apart from your parents, that is a lengthy process that you will have to go through with the court. But if you're feeling encouraged to do that, pray about it first and then go from there. I will also say there are steps that you can take to be prepared, but there's not enough preparation in the world for doing anything. Even if you're not gonna graduate early, even if you're just going off to college for the first time or taking a big step in something, we can try our hardest to be prepared, and we have different tools in life to be prepared, like the Bible, for instance, but you're still gonna encounter some difficulties and mistakes that you make. And so I encourage you, get your driver's license. I was so afraid to drive because I had been in like car accidents before, and I just was scared. And also I knew that I could not afford my own car at the time. So I was like, well, what's the purpose? But get your driver's license. That's another tip that I will recommend. Also understand that your high school experience, once you decide to graduate early, will not be the same as others. I graduated class of 2022, but I had always grown up with class of 2023. And so I actually remember someone saying to me, they were like, are y'all ready to graduate? And I'm thinking like, I was like, yes, like I'm so ready to graduate. And then the girl, she's like, oh, well, not you, because like, you know, you're technically not really a senior, which I mean, you can look at it in different aspects, but I still technically took as many credits as them. I just accelerated. I did it the smart way. No shade to anybody who did not graduate early. I just mean that to me, I feel like that's a very smart and efficient way how I did it. Next, the actual process. This is so God ordained. I had been thinking since like the summer going into my sophomore year, I was like, I want to graduate early. But again, because I was so scared and so timid, I was like, I can't do that. I was like, why would I do that? I'm gonna start college early. Like, this is so crazy. Like, people already don't like me. They think I'm weird. Like, why would I leave school? Like, I feel like that makes me look even more weird, which, child, that thought process don't even make sense in and of itself. But I was so terrified. Then my junior year, shout out to my counselor, Miss, it was something with a B. Brinkley, Miss, right? Kimberly Brinkley. Yes, Ms. Brinkley. She since moved from Monterey, I'm pretty sure. But I signed up because I had like a lot of good credits to be an office assistant. And so we had something called AE, which like was like an advisory period for like 15 to 30 minutes in our schedule that was implemented so that we could do schoolwork and homework in a class, or kind of just vibe and chill depending on who your teacher was, so that you can get more work done and kind of just have like a little break throughout the day. And I decided to be an office assistant. And I remember in there one day, I was like, it's my sophomore year. I said, maybe I should ask. Sorry, it wasn't my sophomore year, it was my junior year. Cause I was still thinking about that thought from sophomore year of graduating early. And at the time, all I knew of from people graduating early in Lubbock was because they were pregnant, they had went to jail so many times, so they got kicked out of a regular school, so they had to go to an alternative school called Matthews. That's all I knew. And so I was like, I have extenuating circumstances at home, but I don't really want to get into that if I don't have to. And so I went to her door one day. I said, Miss Brinkley, I have a question. And she's like, what's up? I said, how could I graduate early? And you know, we kind of talked for a little bit, and she was like, I mean, I have a break right now, so like I can kind of just print up your schedule and look. And the reason why I said it was God ordained, because one, I was an office assistant, so I had access to her. Two, on top of that, my middle school year, I went to a school called Talkington. It's a Talkington school for young women leaders, and it was an all-girls school. We had to do like preparatory things in a sense. We were already taking like pre-AP and AP classes while we were in middle school, and so like if we failed a pre-AP class, we were still technically failing. If like we failed like a D, we still technically had a C because those classes were weighted, and we were already like 10% above the schools around us. I pray that I explained that well. If I didn't, I apologize. There's other schools for young women leaders. Mine's is just called Talkington in Lubbock, Texas, but it's different for everyone. So just look it up, because I know there's some in like New Jersey and different things like that. But I had already taken like an Algebra 1 class when I was like in eighth grade, and like some other different credits. And so because I was already ahead on that stuff, it made it 10 times easier for me to graduate. By the time I was in ninth grade, I was already in geometry pre-AP, which thank God COVID came my freshman year, because I was gonna fail the geometry star test. I didn't have to take the math EOC, because at the time, they've since taken this away in Texas, which I don't really know how I feel with it, because I feel like I got the long end of the stick, not the short end. But there used to be a system where if you scored high enough on your PSAT, you could get barred from like the math star. And so I didn't have to take the math star freshman year, but I was also gonna have to take biology pre-AP. Woo! I would fail, to say the least. And also, I have not given my life to Christ yet, so you think I cared about some grades, child? No and no again. So anyways, I asked her, and she's like, yeah, like, I mean, you kind of could do it. And then like I was like, okay, can you explain the process more to me? And she's like, yeah, because at the time I was a minor, I would have to get signature from my mother, which she approved, of course, since I graduated early. I didn't forge her signature, y'all. I actually did do that in first grade one time, and she found out. Anywho, or maybe it was kindergarten. If that's the case, I started off young, But anyways, she brought up like my schedule, my transcript and all that stuff. I would show it, but it has my personal information. I'm not gonna lie, I don't feel like blurring it out. But she was like, okay, you have X amount of credits. You need like, I think 26, at least in where I'm at. And so I was like, okay. And she was like, in order to get these classes, you would be taking 8 regular classes a day. But on top of that, you would be taking 2 more online classes. And so I was like, okay, this is definitely something I'm gonna have to think about. And so I prayed on it. I decided, you know what? My mom ended up getting COVID. And so after that, I know that this has nothing like directly to do with it, but I was like, you know what? That could just kind of led me to be like, I'm gonna quit my job. Cause at that time I had a job at a pizza place here in Lubbock and like in New Mexico and stuff. It's called Dion's Pizza. It's so tasty, yum, yum, yum. No, seriously though, I wasn't being sarcastic. I love Dion's. But I was like, okay, I need to quit my job because I knew for me personally, I could not have a part-time job and be taking 10 classes. That's crazy because I tried to study a little bit. So like I would have the 8 classes every day. And my schedule was I would wake up at 5 a.m. because I do have, like I said, 5 siblings, but also I have 3 cousins, sorry, that I'm really close with because our moms are sisters and we live in the same place. And at the time we literally live less than a mile from each other. So we would all have to get up early in the morning because my aunt would have to go to work, my mom would have to go to work, and they would switch off days on like who would take this group of kids to elementary and are you going to group the elementary and high school together because they're close, or are you going to group the middle school and elementary kids because they're close, and then I would have to take the bus. I had to get up early, and I knew I needed to ground myself in the word every morning. So I got up at 5 a.m., spent time with God, got ready, went to my aunt's house to wait. Sometimes we have to drop off certain kids to their schools because the buses wouldn't always pick them up because our location was like 1 or 2 houses off from the schedule. And so we would have to do that. I'd go to class from 8:15 to 4:15, and then I would rush home because I would have to ride the bus home. So I wouldn't get home till like 5, had to rush and get ready and change into my work outfit to work from like 5:30 to 8 or 8:30. I was so exhausted, and so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna quit my job. I told my boss, like, I want to graduate early. I see myself in college. Eli was so supportive, which I'm thankful for, and he didn't make me feel down about that. And then I was like, okay, let's lock in. And so what I did was I utilized my time very wisely. So whenever we had those advisory periods, a lot of kids like would either go to sleep or like skip the halls or whatever, which I used to do that too, I'm not gonna lie to you. But I was in there doing my classwork. If at any point I was done with like photography, because I did pick up photography for yearbook in high school, which I kind of forgot about, I'm not gonna lie to you. But I would pick up like photography and things like that. And like I would have to do yearbook stuff. And if I had even if it was like 2-3 minutes, I was doing my schoolwork. I had to do like economics online, I think, like aquatic science online. It was weird stuff, but like all of that I was doing online. My schedule in high school, my last year of high school, whether you want to call it junior or senior year, it was not a fun one. I had 2 different Englishes in a day. I had like different stuff. It was just all core classes. The only elective I had was yearbook, and that's because I needed it and because I enjoyed it as well. I had to drop office assistant, unfortunately, because I had other things to do and my schedule just wouldn't have fit. And so I was like, darn it. But yeah, everything started being set up. And so I was very focused. If I couldn't get the work done in a day, I scheduled off like an hour of each of my days so that I would be doing my work and that I would get it done on time. Because if I didn't get it done on time and they came to like review my stuff, I would not have passed. So that means that I paid the money for that course for no reason. And I just basically did all that for nothing. On top of that, once the semesters were done, it's not like college. It's just like we had like 6 weeks or like 9 weeks, however they set it up. But after that, I had to take like a big test, like kind of like a final for high school, I guess you could say. I would take a big test and I would have to pass that. And I was scared because I was like, oh, I would have to calculate my grade. Like if I don't pass this final for this class, then that means I failed. But thank God I was able to pass them all. And so once that happened, I was also in the process of getting my mind ready. Like, girl, you're finna be 16 starting college. Like, this is crazy for you. My mom had to pay for my cap and gown. I had to get a lot of stuff ready. And then also, like, I only had like two friends at the time, but also we weren't really close. Like, we were bridging apart because there were a lot of issues with that. And I had to tell them, like, look, y'all, I'm graduating early. I had to tell my siblings, like, I'm leaving earlier than anticipated because the way me and my siblings are set up, the twins at least, and my cousin, we were all supposed to graduate or at least be in high school around the same time. And I always had that dream, but it just didn't happen that way because I graduated early. And so I had to start applying to schools and things like that. I applied to a lot of different schools, got into all the ones I applied to. And I will say this, apply to more schools than you think you need to. Also, on the application fee, ask if you can get it waived. Just ask. There's no harm in asking if you can get it waived. 9 times out of 10, I don't think I ever remember paying for an application fee because either I would ask or my aunt would ask. But I started applying for schools, got accepted to all of them. Also, the way I was on scholarships, like white on rice, do not apply for like the bold.org scholarships or sweepstake essay scholarships. Y'all, don't do that. Look for local scholarships in your area, please. And if you're going to an HBCU, look at scholarships specifically for HBCUs. I am going to an HBCU now, but the first two colleges I went to were PWIs. PWIs, predominantly white institution, there's nothing wrong with that. HBCU is historically black college and university, nothing wrong with that either. But I have other thoughts on HBCUs and things like that, but I started applying, I started doing different things like that. Also, please make sure that you have a mentor. Mine was my aunt, because she was like one of the only other people in my family, my great aunt, who went to college as well, and she has her master's, so she has her doctorate. But you need someone that kind of knows the ropes of that. And if you do not have someone who can encourage you to go to college or like different campus visits, please, please, please talk to maybe someone at the school, like your high school counselor. If you're in church, which I pray that you are, talk to a pastor. You need someone to be guiding you during this time because you're young. There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of nerves and things like that. And so I ended up picking Houston Baptist. I went there for a semester, and there's a lot that went into all this, but then I ended up going to Lubbock Christian, and I'm on my final college of going to Paul Quinn College. Also, please make an Excel sheet. I wish I would have did that, which is why I'm now on my third and final college. You have to learn about things like FAFSA. That is what you need for college to determine your aid and all of those things. And even if you're getting FAFSA, you still should be looking for scholarships in your area and doing different things like that. Do not follow the naysayers who are like, I'm not gonna waste my time on a scholarship. Okay, well, do you wanna be 30 with $100,000 in debt? I would hope the answer is no. I cannot answer that for you though. Even if you don't win scholarships, because I remember the first scholarship I applied to, I didn't win, and it broke me down, and I felt like I was a failure and all that stuff because I put my identity into it, dressed up nice and all the things, and I didn't win. Not even like a fourth place. And so I was like, dang. But even if you don't win, keep that scholarship so that you can recycle it for another one. Because a lot of times, sometimes the scholarship prompts are the same, or even if they're not the same, you just have to recycle the heading or tweak a few words here and there. So just think about those things. Because since then, I've won, well, one scholarship twice, like a repeat winner, three. I've either won 4 or 5 scholarships since then. Keep going, keep trying. But yes, make an Excel sheet. I literally just recently, in December of 2023, made an Excel sheet, put all the colleges that you're interested in, maybe even the ones that like you're not super interested in, but like your mom or dad wants you to go to, or like just ones that crossed your mind or something. Put them in an Excel sheet or put them in a Google Doc. In the next category, put the cost of tuition before financial aid and after financial aid, because you do not know how much you're going to get or if you're going to get any at all. Then go on to put their social life. Do they have fraternities and sororities and things like that, which I'm not. I have other opinions on that as well, but they're not concrete. Or if you're interested in student government, do they have that? If you're a sports person, do they have cheer, dance, volleyball, football, all the things? Next category, for me, this is an important thing, and I pray that it would be for y'all. Are they a faith-based institution? all of the institutions that I have been to in the past and I will be going to are faith-based. And that has been very indicative for me, because you are going to be young going into this foreign place. You need to be grounded. I've said that before, and I will preach that until the day God takes the sucks the breath out of me and I meet my Savior. When you're young, regardless of if you're graduating early or not, you're gonna do some crazy things. Do not ever think, and this is a life lesson, do not ever think that it wouldn't be you. Don't be like, oh no, that would never be me going to a high school party. Don't think, oh no, that would never be me going to a college party. I would never do this. I would never do that. Okay. You just watch and see when that temptation comes. You just watch and see when you're not grounded what that temptation can do to you. But also, I think I lost my train of thought. I'm not even gonna hold you, because I started talking about temptation, y'all. But anyways, make that Excel sheet, make those different categories, and see like at least like your top three colleges and go from there. That doesn't mean only apply to the top three colleges, apply to them all, because you can also see what kind of scholarships and things like that that you can get. Talk to whoever your financial advisor will be once you first start. Check your school emails once you get accepted. Like, be that first year student who's too proactive, the one that's doing too much. That needs to be you, because you're younger than the rest and you don't know what you're doing. YouTube cannot prepare you enough for life experiences. A lot of times you have to go through them yourself. So look that stuff up. Make sure that you're getting to know your roommate beforehand. I have not had the best roommate experiences, I'm not gonna lie to you, but don't let that deter you. Look up, like if you're going to, let's say, Houston, like I did, look up what's around the city. I'm not gonna lie to you, Houston Baptist at the time literally had prostitutes outside of its college. So take with that what you will. I didn't know that at the time. I did not know that there were working girls outside of the college. Like that's crazy to me, which is not indicative of the university, but it is indicative of the area. Pay attention to stuff like that. If you're interested in coming back home, is that an easy drive home, or can you afford to get a plane back home or not? Do they have a work program? Like, I'm going to Paul Quinn College, they have a work program where I will be working and they won't put money in my pocket, but it goes directly to my tuition, which you're probably like, that's stupid, I need money in my pocket. Okay, but you also don't want to be in debt. So do with that information what you will. Or do they have other ones where like you can work on campus? Because I had that at LCU, and I had the opportunity at HBU where you can work in like the library or something and get paid minimum wage. And then because of that, you are able to have a little bit of cash in your pocket if you're not driving yet and you can't like afford to work somewhere else because you can't pay for the Ubers and things like that. Look at all that stuff. It's so very important. I also want to say, lastly, I think as I'm talking about being prepared, make sure that you have your basic things, like what you're going to be wearing to college during that time. Like, I was in Houston and I was in Lubbock, and now I'm going to Dallas. It's Texas. Have appropriate clothing. Make sure that you learn things about yourself before you go to college as much as you can, because it's going to be very hard trying to figure yourself out in a new environment. Make sure that you have a working laptop. I personally don't believe that you need a MacBook or an iPad. I've had Chromebooks, they do me just fine, but you're going to need a laptop or an iPad, a tablet. You're going to need something. Make sure that you're able to balance things. And if you're like, I'm scared or something, see if your school has a counselor. It doesn't hurt to ask. If not, if you can, talk to your parents about getting you a counselor. You're gonna need guidance, you're gonna need mentorship. And the last thing I wanna say is, if you watch this video, thank you so much. I actually have online orientation right now. No, well, not right now, like in about 30 minutes. So I pray that y'all have a blessed day. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, let your girl know. Peace.